Hey, wondering if it's picking up some music. Yeah, it really is. Cool. Hello? Yeah, I think it's recording now. Yeah, so I think we're picking up this message. I think so. This is a message.
You're talking pretty fast.
Yeah, the message is stay strong.
Garbage laying everywhere. Cucumbers laying.
Play the long game. Eyes on the prize. Wow, it's pretty strong signal here. Picking it up loud and clear. Yeah, we're reading that.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's... I think we're going to start this podcast today. I can barely hear anything.
Yeah, too much.
It's just too much blue. Hurts.
Had a nice time.
Evening.
A lot of drinking.
Yeah. No, there isn't any. And there's no smoke. It's not bad. So we were on the train. It's a recording of the channel. Meeting up with some friends that will be drinking. And, yeah, I got it though. I'm gonna just see if I can randomly just like walk into them. Scout for them. Yeah, so this one's in another podcast here, and this one's going to be on, you know, the addiction of addiction, being addicted to addiction, addicted to confliction, to the negative contribution of the mind, you know, being caught in the negative ionosphere in my own mind, basically, mind control of my own mind, by my own mind. These are the days of mystery now, the mythical days, you know? No one had it, not even one person. I can remember I was spending more time with my friends. Last podcast, it was on streetlights, but I mean, listening back, there wasn't a lot of chatter among them. Modern life, miracle.
I'm gonna be able to wash this off.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Rolling in with number three. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Walking the streets. I don't know if you can hear me. We're going with the human, being human episode number three. That's right, everybody. You heard it right. You heard it today. It's coming in. Humans being human. What can we do? Well, first you're born. Who knows what the chance, what the odds. Some people thinking like, if it's your soul, you got great odds of coming in. Some people think it's just a random two people making babies. You got a chance. One in a gazillion. One in a gazillion. Yeah. But who really even knows? Everybody thinks something else. You know the answer? There is no answer. No one knows. No one ever knew. Even the people that knew, finally, they came around to being like, you know what I know? What I know is that I don't know. You know? And sometimes you don't know what you know. I mean, sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Often. Anyways, what's to know, really? No big deal, man. You're here. I'm here. So this is it. You're born. You come out kicking and screaming, whatever. First, you breathe in underwater in there. Mom's got you in there for 9 months. And then you come kicking all the way out. Big burst of energy. You're out of there. Anyways, you're coming in through fornication. Some people, maybe their dad was on acid and their mom was smoking weed. Both drunk as hell. That's how you were born. That's how you came around. And you can thank the stars, or you can thank the drugs. It's hard to say these days if drugs are bad, because, you know, most of us wouldn't even be here. Well, but those are back to the thoughts. What's really happening? So anyways, you're born. Mom says, Mom, Dad say, I think we're going to call him Henry. In my case, they're like, we're going to call him Mark. So, single syllable, you know, that has its, you know, every name is a sound, they say. It's a sound. So, you know, you go, Timothy, or you're a Susie. All these, jigga, jigga, all these names, you know. Found out my name means God of War. My middle name means grace. My last name means peace. But it doesn't really mean that, because nothing really means anything. Nothing means everything, at least. The meaning of, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, potentially. Yeah, so we're walking the streets. So anyways, you're born, you get a name. And you're born into a life. You don't choose that life. It comes in. You coming in. There you are. There you are. And then they, you know? And then let the games begin. They might have already begun in a lot of ways for a lot of people before that. Maybe there was some screaming and yelling. Maybe, you know, your mom was a drummer. Maybe, you know, your mom ate a lot of sugar. Who knows? All these things might affect your physical biology. They're basically like a human chemistry lab, what have you. Walking around, fermenting, brain, craving. No, this is not I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm a big believer that kind of soul is not worth. So of course I'm thinking that, you know, artists are done by the soul. It sounds like they really are. You know, something squeaking on the floor. Everybody, this is episode number 4. It's outdoors. We're outside. It's number 3. I'm listening. He's sleeping like 16 hours a day. Sounds like a windstorm. Hot air. Depression. Anxiety, fear, despair. Yeah, self-obsession. Thinking. Think. Let's talk about thoughts or chatter. Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about where we go. Where we go. Let's talk about your own evolution, Mark. Where you want to go. Yeah, what you want to do. It is. I'm just listening back right now. It's recorded, ladies and gentlemen, and we've decided what we're talking about today is where I am going. And I'm going. It's hard to say. Oof. You know, the things a person can learn and the things a person can forget all in the course of a couple of hours is pretty phenomenal. this is maybe how everybody feels this way. This podcast originally is called Markaholics Anonymous. We're calling it Codex Anonymous. I mean, it's called a whole bunch of different things. But I mean, basically, has to do with the rhythm of addiction. That's what it's getting. And even some of the other podcasts haven't launched that are still just in the database here. Solely addiction. That kind of got concepts. So it's, I'm just here chugging a liter of coffee right now. Maybe this gets boring for people, because I don't really talk about it. I think I just forget about what I'm talking about. Because I'm about to talk about it. So let's cut to the chase. What do we want to talk about? Let's not talk about quitting drinking, or quitting smoking, or quitting coffee. Let's not talk about any of that stuff. What we should do is make a talk about we could talk about the humans. Not even the humans. Let's talk about me. That's all we really know. I can't say that. I know everybody else. I don't even know myself, but just between me and my listeners. Okay.